40 years ago, a film called Hair, starring a young actor from Connecticut, debuted at the Cannes Film Festival. It was 1979. The Vietnam War was over, as were the days of hippies and the Black Panthers. Yet then and now, the on-screen musical still has a way of reaching audiences from past and present. Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay has more.
It's a Wednesday night, and 67-year-old Treat Williams is sitting across the street from the movie theater in Stamford he used to go to growing up, the Avon. His striking, bushy eyebrows have turned from brown to gray over the years, but the spark in his eyes is the same. Tonight, he'll be watching his 27-year-old self act in the film that he didn't realize was about to change his life.
I think I was a little unconscious about that. I think I was trying to be good in a movie.
Williams grew up in Rowayton and Norwalk. At the time, he had a lead role in Grease on Broadway. Miloš Forman, the Czech director responsible for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, came to see him perform one day.
He said to me, Treat, I saw you in Grease, and you do something very few American actors do. You go completely overboard. I still to this day don't know if it was a compliment or just an observation. But that was the beginning of 12 auditions.
He got the part of George Berger in Forman's new film. Berger is a daring, dashingly handsome leader of a group of free-spirited hippies who befriend Claude Bukowski, a shy guy from Oklahoma who's about to go off to war in Vietnam.
I'm going to the Army in a couple days. I think we can help you.
As I look back on it now, interestingly, I don't think it's so much about anti-war or a different lifestyle. I think it really is about love and about commitment and about sacrifice.
Spoiler alert, the sacrifice wasn't exactly intentional. When Berger, Williams' character, and his friends go drive across country to visit Claude, who's now a soldier on base in Nevada, Berger ends up getting shipped out to Vietnam and dying during the war. What started as an attempt to give Claude a taste of freedom in the form of a picnic with his friends turned into a favor that couldn't be returned.
That is the real sort of heart and soul of the movie is this sort of love of your fellow man. And it's sort of embodied in this relationship between Claude and Berger. And the rest of it is really people who just decided to try something else because things weren't working as they are, which I think is the way things are right now, to be honest. So I think it's very present.
The movie brought together a cast of mostly non-actors in different walks of life from all over, Texas, Pennsylvania, New York, Ohio, Connecticut. The choreography was crafted by the eclectic Twyla Tharp. As William reunites with some of his cast members in 2019 to mark the 40th anniversary of the movie's release,
everyone.
Almost.
He says he still wants something different from the world now.
I'm still not happy with the status quo. I don't know how to change it, but I'm certainly willing to engage as these kids were. There seems to be a focus on money. There seems to be a focus on privilege. There seems to be a focus on maintaining an America that no longer exists.
Beverly D'Angelo, the actress who played the wealthy debutante Sheila Franklin, shares similar sentiments. She also feels the movie is still relevant.
There was the counterculture and the hippies and their ideals and their striving to end an unjust war. And I think in our culture now, there's a striving to end an unjust society. I think culturally we're really in a divide. I think that we've even lost the ability to talk to each other. If there are different political leanings, we're losing the concept of democracy. We're losing the concept of diversity as a good thing.
Dorsey Wright's character Lafayette Hud Johnson was caught between two lives, that of a carefree hippie and settling down in order to provide for his young son. He says now, as then, progress stalls when people choose to shirk both individual and collective responsibilities within society.
That's why the next generation comes up to try and clean up once again. You know, it only gets pushed but for so far. It's almost like civil rights or anything else. If you don't keep pushing, it's only a half-ass job, and then somebody has to come in and make sure. So it's an ongoing thing.
There's no shortage of work to do for current generations. The film itself was directed by a member of the so-called Silent Generation, an exiled Czechoslovakian-turned-American citizen who came to call Litchfield County home. Miloš Forman died last year at the age of 86. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.